Hi, everybody. Happy Easter weekend. Welcome to the Steve Kenyon Podcast. This is episode number 37 of the Steve Kenyon Podcast. I am Steve Kenyon. Got a lot to get to during this show. We'll talk to a couple of the champions from the rodeo in Austin, Texas. We'll preview a big event that is coming to the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame in Colorado Springs, Colorado, with former Denver Bronco defensive standout Carl Mecklenburg. You'll hear a couple of minutes of that interview. The full interview will be on the Legends of the Hall podcast next week. And our Classic Equine Classic Ropes featured interview of the week is Chris Neal, who is going to be involved in producing a $1 million breakaway roping that'll take place in Scottsdale, Arizona on Thanksgiving weekend. That's coming up, and that's going to be a big deal. We'll get to all of that in just a moment here on the Steve Kenyon Podcast. A big thank you to our sponsors as we get ready to share today's show with all of you. Unbeatable Feeds. You can find a location, learn more about the very popular forage-only feeds online at unbeatablefeeds.com. The Grandview at Las Vegas, the place we stay during the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. A hat tip to Next Gen Rodeo if you are looking for a pretty user-friendly central entry platform. Next Gen Rodeo's got all the details. Check out Next Gen Rodeo's Facebook page. You'll see complete opportunities to share all of our interviews that we do and more at Next Gen Rodeo on Facebook. And the Gooding Pro Rodeo in Gooding, Idaho, getting ready to celebrate the Gooding County Fair this year. It's 99th year. The award-winning rodeo is August 14th through the 17th. You can check it out at GoodingProRodeo.com. We're brought to you by Prefert, number one in ranch and rodeo. As I mentioned, we've got an opportunity today to talk a lot about some of the events that have taken place, particularly the rodeo in Austin, Texas. Fun story out of Rodeo Austin. 20-year-old Traylon Martin out of South Dakota goes to college at Western Texas College for Greg Rhodes in Snyder, Texas. He was the champion of the saddle bronc riding. The first 90-point ride of his young career, he was 92 on Sammy Andrews' All or Nothing. The biggest rodeo win of his young career, he joined us to talk about it. That horse is one of the most popular horses for bronc riders to get on right now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's been top three, you know, in the runnings for Horse of the Year the last couple years. And, I mean, I sure haven't been on anything that feels as good as that one does. So, that's top of the line in terms of drawing.
How many times have you been 90 in your career?
Besides Saturday, none.
Yeah, that was it. yeah. Austin, biggest winner of your young career so far?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. No. It. Yeah. There's not. Not another win that comes close to it anyway.
Yeah. So tell me the Traylon Martin story. Kind of take us into how you became a good saddle bronc rider.
Oh, a lot of help, I guess. You know, grew up around rodeo, and my dad rode bronx from Faith. So, I mean, bronc riding's kind of bred into a lot of us. But, yeah. You know, just coming up through the high school ranks and that stuff, it took a lot of hard work to actually get to a point where a guy can actually compete with the amount of talent that there's out there.
Tanner Oss from Minnesota, 33 years old, headed to his ninth possibly national finals rodeo. He's number six in the world standings right now after a win in Austin, 90 and a half on a Sammy Andrews horse called Empty Promises. We all know last year really was kind of the year of the rookie in the bareback riding in pro rodeo. I asked Tanner about it.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those years, kind of a changing of the guard for the 2023 NFR. And, you know, it's like that every few years you see that. There's some guys that can, you know, are on top of their game and stay on top. And there's always fresh faces pushing from behind. So, yeah, it's fun to see the young crop of guys right now so hungry. So tough, you know, and they just ride wide open. They're aggressive. They don't get tired. They don't get sore. Don't appear to anyways. So that makes it a challenge for the, you know, the veteran class, I guess you would
yeah.
say.
Yeah. You were there once upon a time. You're still there. I think you strike me as one of the more physically fit guys going, and to be as consistent as you've been for as long as you've been doing it, Tanner, you must be doing something right.
Yeah, thanks. I try, and I've kind of recently tried to resharpen my focus, just because, you know, if you're going to make it count, it gets a little harder. The longer you've been at it, you realize that it takes a little more to show up and be ready. So I've been trying hard to do that. And yeah, my goal is just to stay healthy and stay competitive for as long as I can, because this is all I've done and this is all I want to do. So I'm pretty blessed that way.
Tanner, you won Austin with a 90.5 on Andrew's horse, Empty Promises. Tell me about what you knew about that horse.
According to Sammy Andrews, that horse actually came from Jake Brown, my old buddy and fellow bareback rider. And I need to learn a little more about it, but I don't know if it's when he raised or when he acquired, but I had a good text message conversation with him on Saturday, and I told him, you know what, buddy, I think you might have one of your own in the TV pen here before too long. So yeah.
The breakaway roping, Tacy K. Webb from Texas. She doesn't live very far from Austin. The champion, she was 2-2 in the championship round. The timed events figured on a 3-head average at the rodeo in Austin, Texas. Tacy talked about where winning Austin fits on her list of big rodeo wins.
Yes, sir. It's up there pretty good. I've been really lucky. I have got a couple of pro rodeo wins under my belt. I won Kennewick, Washington the year I got to rodeo, and that was kind of the same setup. You know, I roped, it was kind of an average roping, and so I did good there. And one of my most favorite wins that I've ever had is the win at Salt Lake City when I won the gold medal. And so it's really hard to top that one, but Austin was definitely super cool. It's right here close to home. I had friends and family there, and so getting the win there was really, really special.
Let me ask you a little bit about your story. Folks who watch rodeos that you're entered in, on whether they're in the arena or watching on the Cowboy Channel, literally every rodeo announcer says that you're an ICU nurse. Mm-hmm. And I think it's wonderful. I can guarantee you every rodeo you enter that I'm announcing, the crowd will know that you're an ICU nurse. Because it's part of your story.
It is.
Talk to me about balancing your nursing career with roping and just kind of take me through that whole story.
Yeah, so I knew from a young age that I wanted to be a nurse. And Zach and I were just talking about this the other day. You know, when we were growing up, there wasn't all of these kids' rodeos. There wasn't, you know, a lot of junior events for us to go to. And so, you know, basically after high school and college, that was kind of it. And so I knew from a young age that I wanted to be a nurse. So I college rodeoed and I pursued my nursing career. And then they decided to add the breakaway into pro rodeos. And so I had just graduated and just got my job as an ICU nurse. And so I started working and then started entering and going to rodeos. And so my schedule allowed me to enter and go. And so people ask me that all the time. They're like, how do you be a nurse and rodeo? I'm like, well, really, with nursing, you can work as much as you want. It just depends on how much you want to get paid. And so I try to balance them both. And I have some really amazing coworkers that trade with me a lot. And so the year I did get to rodeo, I did fly back and forth all summer, and I also worked. And so it's a lot to handle at times, but it's definitely, it makes it interesting.
Tacy says that for the next couple of years, you won't see her much on the rodeo trail. She is planning on focusing on the next step in her nursing career, and that will take her off of the road for the most part for the next couple of years as she continues on with her education. And it's going to be a very intense program to become a CRNA is the next step in her nursing career. That's breakaway roper Tacy K. Webb. Of course, all the results from Austin on the PRCA's website, which is prorodeo.com. Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame's got a big event coming up. It is May the 16th, the Spring Sports Fundraiser. Last year, Goose Gossage, the major league pitcher, was the featured speaker. This year, Denver Bronco defensive standout Carl Mecklenburg will be appearing. You don't get to hear him speak at public events very often. He speaks to a lot of private events. We will talk to Carl Mecklenburg, and our Classic Ropes Classic Equine featured interview of the week is with Chris Neal, a $1 million breakaway roping Thanksgiving weekend in Scottsdale, Arizona. We'll tell you about it coming up. The Steve Kenyon Podcast is being sponsored by Wrangler, by the Justin Boot Company, by Resistol, we wear it every day, and by Equinity, it's all about the horse. We'll be back with Carl Mecklenburg and with Chris Neal.
Hey, y'all, this is Cody Johnson. When I was starting out in music, most every radio station and venue I went to told me no. At that point, you got two options, tuck tail and quit, or buckle down and fight. Well, I'm a fighter, not a quitter. And that's why I wear Wrangler jeans and shirts. Their toughness and style are legendary. They're an iconic symbol of the West, and there's no quit in them either. Life's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And if I'm going to enjoy the ride, I'm riding in Wrangler. Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Step into the legendary style of the King of Country with the George Strait Collection from Justin Boots. Fit for a king, these boots boast an advanced cushioning system and are crafted with the finest exotic leathers, embodying George's iconic comfort and stage-worthy presence.
Make sure to check out the George Strait Collection from Justin Boots, Standard of the West since 1879.
Find yours today at justinboots.com.
The countdown is on to true traditional cowboy jerky, M2 ranch jerky, beef, buffalo, elk, and venison, all mixed with unique gourmet flavors. Saddle Bronc rider Mitch Pollock says, if you're looking for a traditional, great-tasting jerky, M2 ranch jerky has you covered. Learn more about M2 ranch jerky and see what the cowboys say on the brand new website, m2-ranch.com. That's m2-ranch.com.
Hi, I'm Trevor Brazil, 26-time PRCA World Champion Cowboy. If you want to keep your horse at the top of their game, you need to have the Equinity Edge. I use Equinity because it's all about the horse. It helps with the longevity and overall maintenance of my horses. Team Equinity is challenging you to try Equinity Horse XL for the next 30 days and beyond. Watch how your horse transforms both in look and feel. To do this, go to teamequinity.com to get started.
You're listening to the Steve Kenyon Podcast. This is episode number 37. In a couple of minutes, our Classic Ropes Classic Equine featured interview of the week. Chris Neal, who produces some great ropings across the country, he's gotten together with Kimes Ranch, and they're going to put on $1 million breakaway roping Thanksgiving weekend in Scottsdale, Arizona. We will tell you about that in just a couple of minutes, brought to you by Classic Ropes and Classic Equine. The Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame is a place that I have fallen in love with. We present a podcast every week called Legends of the Hall, centered around the Hall of Fame and its inductees. Our guest this week is Donnie Gay. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the words of the 8-time world champion, you might check it out at 8secondsmedia.com/podcast. But they've got a special event coming up on May the 16th. It is the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame Spring Sports Fundraiser. And Kent Sturman and the folks at the Hall reach outside of the rodeo industry for special guests who can bring a unique perspective to what they do and what they have a chance to say at the Hall of Fame. Carl Mecklenburg is an all-pro defensive player for the Denver Broncos. He did something unique in his career in the NFL more than a decade. He stayed with the same team the entire time. And we had a chance to catch up with him to talk to him about what he's going to talk about and what folks will see on May the 16th at the Hall of Fame.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. This is going to be fun. I really love the thing I miss most from football is the adrenaline. And when I get up in front of a group and speak, that adrenaline comes back. so that's why I still do this.
You don't play anymore, obviously. What do you do? And then I want to talk to you a little bit about what you're going to be talking about on May the 16th.
Yeah, this is what I do. I'm a professional speaker. I do about 40 events a year and have for 25 years. Love the interaction with the audience and storytelling. Everything will be pointed back at the audience and it'll be fun.
So tell me about this interaction. This is something that the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame started last year. Goose Gossage, I think, was the speaker a year ago. The interaction between the more, I guess, mainstream, for lack of a better term, sports, football, basketball, baseball, and professional rodeo. It gives you an opportunity to maybe reach a kind of a unique audience for you, I would think, Carl.
Yeah, for sure. The things I talk about are people things. Teamwork, courage, dedication, desire, honesty and forgiveness, goal setting, universal, unchanging keys to success that allow you to be successful regardless of whether you're in business, in rodeo, in football, in podcasts, whatever you're doing. It's just people stuff.
We'll share that complete interview with Carl Mecklenburg next week on the Legends of the Hall podcast. You can watch the entire interview with Carl Mecklenburg if you go to our 8 Seconds Media YouTube channel. But I think that's going to be a really interesting night. For tickets and more, go to the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame's website, prorodeohalloffame.com. We're sponsored by Next Gen Rodeo, and a big thank you goes to Classic Rope. Success is in your hand. And Classic Equine. Play to win. We are Classic Equine. And it's time for your Classic Rope's Classic Equine featured interview of the week. Chris Neal is the man behind one of the biggest new events of the year. It will happen Thanksgiving weekend in Scottsdale, Arizona at Westwood, the Kimes Ranch Million Dollar Breakaway Roping. Here's Chris Neal talking about what fans and what ropers can expect on Thanksgiving weekend as they get ready to present an opportunity for breakaway ropers to rope for some of the biggest money of their careers. Chris, welcome. You're smiling. This is going to be a big deal.
Yeah, what's not to smile about? Pretty amazing.
So I asked you when we started about your schedule in life around that time. You're going to make some changes in the way that you handle things with your big Thanksgiving weekend roping. Yeah. Kind of talk to me about how all this is going to come together.
So, well, first off, the $1 million breakaway, the Kimes Ranch $1 million breakaway, is going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona, like you mentioned, on Thanksgiving weekend, and which most everyone that knows me and Rising Stars in my events, we've always been Thanksgiving weekend at the Lazy Arena or in Oklahoma, at least for Rising Stars. So when this all came about, you know, I just made the decision. I had the talk with Kimes that, you know, this was a big decision for me to move, but I think it was in best interest for everyone involved, that we would have to run this in conjunction in Scottsdale, which the facility out there at Westworld is phenomenal. There is several arenas. I think they have like 8 arenas at that facility. Mm-hmm. 1 climate control Coliseum, 350 by 300 covered arenas, and then 5 outdoor 150 by 300 outdoor arenas. So there is multitude of arenas out there. They say it's 80 degrees on Thanksgiving in Scottsdale, Arizona, there in the valley. So it's going to be amazing. I'm excited. Love my guys at Lazy E, and Dan Wall and all of them have been great to me. And being there, it is going to be a big change, but sometimes change is in the better, and always to stay new and relevant. And it's going to be great for Vegas. You know, everything that goes on in Vegas, the youth stuff, all the events around NFR are just continuing to grow. And so we're only going to be 4.5-5 hours from Vegas in Scottsdale, and NFR starts like 4 days after this event is over. And everyone's got to be in Vegas 2 to 3 days after this event's over. So it's actually going to be perfect for everyone that's going to NFR. So we factored all of those things in and made the decision. And so Rising Stars is moving to Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah. National Finals Rodeo starts on December the 5th. So like you said, it's just, you know, right around the corner. So how's this going to work? You've got 40 breakaway ropers that will compete. It's a 10-round competition. Take it from there. And if I just said anything wrong, catch me.
Okay, it's not 40. Okay. So first off, the way it's going to work, the first qualifier is going to be at Oklahoma's Richest at the Lazy E, October the 18th through the 20th. We'll have our 3 qualifying rounds there in Oklahoma. That'll be the only qualifier prior to the last chance qualifier in Scottsdale the day before Thanksgiving Day. So at that first major qualifier there at the Lazy E, we're going to have 3 full go-arounds, the top 20 from each of those rounds, that's 60, and the top 20 from the 3-head average. Those 80 ladies will advance to Scottsdale to the semifinals, which is on Thanksgiving Day, on November the 27th, I guess it is, maybe 28th. Thursday, whatever that date is.
Yeah, 28.
Yes. So the last chance qualifier that's on Wednesday in Scottsdale is limited to 250 ladies. From that qualifier, we'll take 10 from each of the 3 go-arounds and 10 from the average. So those 40 will join those 80 for a total of 120 to the semifinals that next day on Thanksgiving Day. Also, the 11th place through 15th in the world standings will advance. Those five will advance to the semifinals without having to come through the qualifying rounds. So they will go directly to the semifinals. So there will be 125, and then we are going to have a buyback round after that last chance qualifier in Scottsdale, and we'll advance another five from that. So 130 total that will go to the semifinals on Thanksgiving Day. From that 130, we are going to take 15 qualifiers. So we'll take the top two from each round of the three rounds. That's six. And the top, take the top three from those three rounds is nine, and the top six in the average for 15. So those 15 ladies will join the top 10 in the world to compete at the 10-round final. So there'll be 25 ladies running at the $1 million purse for 10 rounds.
Okay, so that's the way that it works.
Yes.
And the first qualifying event will be October, the third weekend of October.
Yes.
What do breakaway ropers need to know right now about getting entered, getting ready, all of that kind of thing?
So entries will open on NextGen on September 1st, close October 1st for that qualifier. So just follow cmproductions.com. KimesBreakaway.com is the landing page for the overall $1 million breakaway finals. But all the entries will be on NextGen. So just keep along on social media, Facebook and CM Productions. It is a $500 entry fee to enter that qualifier. There's anyone can enter, no age restrictions. Just any female athlete, breakaway roper can enter. $500 entry fee, no membership, and no age requirements. Wow. So come one, come all.
This got a lot of attention, obviously, and a lot of buzz. And the Kimes Ranch has been a great partner of yours.
Absolutely. They are so good. It's a great group. The whole group, from Matt and Amanda to Lindsay McKenzie, there's so many of them. They're just great people. Great for our industry, trying to do good things. They're growing. They love where Breakaway is going and the growth there, and they're just really trying to support those girls and be an advocate for them to have a path that they deserve and put them on a platform for that kind of money. So I'm honored to be a part of that and a part of the team, and for them to have chosen me, it's pretty special for me.
When you start tossing dollar figures around like $1 million, talk to me about the process of just as much as you can putting this all together. This doesn't happen overnight. It takes a lot of discussion. It takes a lot of behind the scenes. It takes a lot of people really dedicating themselves to making something big happen.
Absolutely. We have a full every Tuesday at 2:00. Don't try to call me then. We have a standing meeting, a weekly meeting, I guess, from now till November 27th, every Tuesday at 2:00. But we're working. I know I'm working every day on it we're trying to do from building logos to setting up a website to sponsor deck and media packages and hiring staff and getting cattle and the venue and the setup. And I mean, there's a whole lot that goes into it. So, it takes a lot of hours and a good crew, but it's all good stuff. It's what we love to do.
You are putting on a major event over 4 days on Thanksgiving weekend in Arizona, obviously, moving your Oklahoma's riches to there along with this $1 million breakaway roping, acquiring cattle.
Rising Stars, not Oklahoma's Riches.
Oklahoma's Riches is the one in October. Rising Stars is the one Thanksgiving weekend. My apologies for that. I know better than that. The process of acquiring cattle and things like that, it's March now. Are you reaching out to guys right now and saying, okay, I'm going to need this many calves and they need to be this big and, plan your herd accordingly? How do you do that?
Well, So Mark Holder has been my cattle producer for many, many years, and he does a great job. So fortunately, I don't have to deal with that very much. That all goes on his shoulders, and he does a great job. And so I'm lucky there that that he deals with that kind of cattle and that much and can handle that many. This is going to be a stretch maybe for him or for anybody to, because we're going to have twice as many as we have ever had for events like this. That's going to happen in October and in November. And then a portion of those will go on to Vegas in December. So he and I have talked about it some. We haven't got through all the particulars on it, but we're in pretty good shape. I mean, it's a little early right now to start. We've still got Future Stars in May, and then we'll get through that, and then this summer we'll get it all figured out. But yeah, I'm fortunate that Mark does a great job, and so we'll be in good shape there.
How many people you think you're going to bring into Scottsdale that weekend?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
A lot.
Hopefully 10,000. I don't know.
It's going to be a big number, Chris. It really is when you think of all the kids, yep, the breakaway ropers, families. It's going to be a 20, big 000. Number.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't got that far.
Yeah. Well, careful, because you're probably.
And it'll be a five-day event, because we will go on December 1st, will be the last day of Rising Stars out there. The Million Dollar Breakaway will start on Wednesday, go through Saturday, but the Rising Stars will start on Thursday on Thanksgiving Day and go through Sunday, December 1st. So everyone can leave there on Monday morning, December 2nd, head to Vegas, and then they'll have one day Tuesday off before back number ceremonies and all that happens on Wednesday, as far as for the youth portion of it. Now the ladies that will be leaving there, headed straight to Vegas, like those pros, those top 25 in the world that will be competing at the $1 million breakaway. And our open also, our open tie down, the All-Star Open tie down, it will be on Saturday as well. So the Riley Webbs and Haven Medjidge and those guys will be able to come to Scottsdale and rope right there for a 10,000 added open tie down right on their way to Vegas. And they have to be there like the next day on Sunday or Monday to tie calves and their back number ceremonies Monday. So they can rope there Saturday, head to Vegas on Sunday. Same with, you know, Josie Connor and Jackie Crawford, Shelby Beaujolais. They will all finish their Saturday night at the $1 million breakaway, drive right on into Vegas on Sunday, show up the same time as they would have, even if they were coming from Texas. So it's going to be, logistically, I think it's going to be really, really good.
Chris, before I let you go, let me just ask you about money. I've gotten two numbers wrong, and I hate doing that. So correct me again if I'm wrong. You're going to end up with the top 25 going over 10 head, right?
Correct.
What?
10 rounds.
Have you had a chance to pencil this out as to if somebody had a really good weekend there, what somebody could win?
It's basically going to be what they could win at the National Finals Rodeo. No different than how much money Riley Webb won in the tie down roping last year at the National Finals. It's very close. I can tell you the payout, for all 10 rounds, it's going to pay $30,000 per round, $20,000 for second, $15,000 for third, $10,000 for fourth, $5,000 for fifth, and $2,500 for sixth. There's $82,500 per round at 10 rounds. So $825,000 goes in the rounds.
Wow.
And $175,000 into the average. And the average is going to pay $60,000.
Wow.
So 60, 40, 30, 20, 15, and 10,000. So, you know, you go win three rounds like Danielle Lohman did at last year.
90,000.
At South Point.
Yeah.
She's going to win $75,000. And then you win the average on top of that, or place in the average and win second, you know, you've won $125,000. Someone could win $200,000 for sure.
Yeah. Wow. And that's pretty comparable to the go-round payoff of 10 nights of the National Finals Rodeo, the go-round payoff you just listed.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Wow. The website for more is KimesBreakaway.com. As Chris and I are talking on this Monday, 247 days remain. And I hate to tell you this, my friend, but those 247 days are going to zip by real quick. It's going to be here.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have to say that.
Sorry. So what's your schedule coming up, Chris?
That counter up there on the website. Yeah. Every time I look on there, I'm like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's getting closer. You'll have it. You've got this thing locked. How many years have you been producing these big ropings now?
Oh, 2002, I think, was my face. I don't know, 22 years, 23 years, something like that. Yeah. They were pretty small when I started, though. I'm going to say in the last 10 years, it's finally gotten where it's recognizable.
Yeah, well, it's gotten pretty big since then. So November 27th through 30th will be the $1 million breakaway roping, KimesBreakaway.com. Is there anything that you want to talk about that I've missed that I haven't asked you about? Or anything that you really want people to remember right now and think about?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I just, everyone just needs to understand, and I think they do and will, the magnitude of this and what this is doing for our industry and our sport. To have a $1 million NFR payout type of event for the breakaway ladies. So Kimes Ranch is stepping up and making this happen. And just hope that everyone plays the game. Every breakaway roper that swings a rope from Florida to California needs to be in Oklahoma October the 18th through the 20th and support this deal. And, you know, you don't have to buy a membership. You don't have to go to 100 rodeos. You just show up, enter one time for $500, and you've got four chances to advance to the semifinals right there. You got three go-arounds and an average. So I love the format. You can make it through in the rounds, top 20 in each round, or top 20 in the average. So that way, if you know, if you happen to break a barrier or not do good on one calf, you still got two more chances in the rounds and then the average. So you got four ways to advance to Scottsdale. If you don't make it through that one, then you can come to Scottsdale and enter the last chance qualifier. But that one is limited due to time restraints. You know, moving in, we can only have one day before we actually start our finals on Thursday. So we are only going to take 250 ladies there. So if you're from Arizona, California, Oregon, and that part of the country, and you don't want to drive to Oklahoma in October, you know, you can always come to that one, but you only get one shot. You know, it is only enter one time, and we'll only advance 10 from that qualifier from the rounds and the average. So those are the two ways, or being the top 10 in the world standings. That's probably the hardest path.
Yeah. It's,
so those are your three chances.
This is going to be, if you've never had a chance to go, and I watched the national finals at the South Point last year, the national finals of breakaway roping. And they get with it. I mean, this is going to be, from a fan standpoint, just thinking about, you know, set the money aside and the opportunities that this creates for the breakaway ropers, for folks who want to come see a really good roping. This is going to be really good watching, I think.
Yeah. The two things that stand out right there with what you said, there's not only going to be 15 ladies, you're going to get to watch 25 ladies for 10 rounds. And you're going to guarantee have those top 10 in the world that you see on Cowboy Channel every weekend, your household names. Those ladies will be there and be seated. But the fun part is you're going to have 15 qualifiers, and a lot of them, I'll guarantee you five of them 15, if not more, are going to be some of these young girls coming up through these youth events that are 17, 18, 19 years old that you might not know of that can beat your butt, that can rope, you know. So that's the great thing. It doesn't matter if you're 12 years old, 15 years old, or 65 year old and you're retired and you're a mom or whatever, anybody can enter and rope. And so there's going to be some girls that qualify, and there's going to be more qualifiers than there are seated. So there's 15 that qualify. that get to go on side a rope alongside these top 10 in the world. So a mixture of those 25 ladies, it's going to be really good watching.
Yeah.
Really good watching.
Real quick, before I let you go, tell me about your schedule coming up. Your next big event is Memorial Day, right?
Memorial Day weekend, Glen Rose, Texas, May 24th through the 27th. We'll start on Friday, end on Monday on actual Memorial Day. That's what we're working on right now. Schedule is out there. Go to cnproductions.com. It's on the website. Just posted it on social media this past week. So that's up and coming. What's the next? We got a couple of more big announcements that we're going to add to that event in Future Stars in the next week or two. Some things that's in the works that's coming that's going to involve the Hooey Junior Patriot, the qualifiers. We got some new things coming along. Those guys are doing such an amazing job with new opportunities there for the youth. And one of those things is that I can go ahead and say now is that you're going to be able to not only advance for Fort Worth, but you're also going to have the chance to advance to Las Vegas as well for a Hooey Junior Patriot Finals in Vegas. So on your side bot entries, you can do two. You can just advance to Fort Worth, or you can advance to both finals. So we're going to be a finals out there for big money. That's huge. There are going to be some new top two that are going to advance to this 10,000 added invitational that we had this year. They're not only going to do that in the tie down, but we're going to add it to the breakaway this year, hopefully add it to all the 1900 events there. So just some new things going on there. I might as well just go ahead and say it. We'll just go ahead and tell the big news right here, 'cause it's in the works. 15 and under and 12 and under kids are going to have their own final performance.
Really?
It's not going to all just be the 19 and under. We're going to add a 15 under and 12 and under performance with all the big money, and they're going to have a $50,000 bonus round at the end of it, just like the 19 under has a $100,000 bonus round. So we're going to add a $50,000 bonus round for 15 and under and 12 and under kids.
Wow. Wow.
So that's pretty phenomenal.
And that's going to be when, Chris? That's part of your...
That's going to be in Fort Worth at the Patriot next year.
Got it.
Wow. Yeah, so that's Patriot, Junior Patriot, Equine Network, the new owners there, all the things. They've got a lot of new things in the works. All my events, CM Productions, will be a qualifier at all my events through the year. So whether you're at Future Stars, Oklahoma's Richest, Rising Stars, Vegas, all those will be qualifiers for Fort Worth for next year. But that event is just unbelievable, the payout that we just came off of there, and it's just going to get bigger. So that's exciting, and it's great that all these events that are going to be tied to that.
Yeah. And as soon as you get done with the Thanksgiving weekend event in Scottsdale and the $1 million breakaway roping, it's... Viva
rope
Las Vegas for 10 days or 12.
Straight to Rope for the Crown and Las Vegas Stars at the Plaza.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And so, our American Hat Watch Party all 10 nights. So we never sleep.
Yeah, well, there you go. Christmas will be here before you know it. CNProductions.com, KimesBreakaway.com are the websites. Chris Neal, I appreciate your time. Thank you as always. And keep us in the loop. Let me know if you have some updates. We'll be happy to share.
All right, Steve. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
November 27th through the 30th, Westworld in Scottsdale, Arizona. You can go to cnproductions.com or to kimesbreakaway.com and get more information about Kimes Ranch $1 million breakaway roping. It should be a really interesting few days. And as Chris said, just right ahead of the National Finals Rodeo, it's only a few hours from Scottsdale to Las Vegas, and you're there at the NFR. Thanks to our sponsors, Wrangler, Long Live Cowboys, to the Justin Boot Company, to Resist All, to Aquinity, It's All About the Horse, to Prefert, to Unbeatable Feeds, online at unbeatablefeeds.com, to M2 Ranch Jerky, true traditional cowboy jerky, to the Grandview at Las Vegas, to Next Gen Rodeo, and to the Gooding Pro Rodeo. The Gooding County Fair's 99th anniversary is coming up. Gooding Pro Rodeo, August 14th through the 17th, goodingprorodeo.com. Today's featured interview sponsored by Classic Ropes and by Classic Equine. God bless everybody. Thanks for joining us for the Steve Kenyon Podcast. I'm Steve Kenyon.